This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to Beat Mix? I know Piper from Local 86 Ironworkers is. Piper, are you there?
Piper?
Hello.
Hi. Okay, so you and your buddies have played once or twice before, and I believe both times you did not win. So third time's a charm, and if you do win, I'm going to send you a beautiful, lovely Valentine from us all. So the pressure is on. How does that sound?
Terrible.
You got this. You got this. I got faith in you. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Piper has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
We are.
What is the only state made up of islands?
Hawaii.
Correct. Which U.S. president had a middle name Milhouse?
Yeah.
What band had the 2005 hit song Feel Good, Inc.?
Cruella? Gorillas.
Correct. What candy is often associated with Valentine's Day with their heart shape and messages?
Sweethearts.
No. Sweethearts. Yes, sweethearts. What diamond singer is voicing Smurfette in the upcoming Smurfs movie?
Skip.
In Italy, what color underwear do people wear on New Year's Eve to bring good luck?
Red.
Yes. Emily Blunt is married to what Office actor?
Skip.
What is the most visited country in the world?
France.
What was that?
France.
Yes. Egg, rice, and udon are all types of what food item?
Noodle.
Yes. The animated show Futurama first aired in what late 90s year?
1999.
Yes. What U.S. president has the middle name Milhouse?
Nixon. Richard Nixon.
Correct. What diamond singer is voicing Smurfette in the upcoming Smurfs movie?
No idea.
Emily Blunt is married to what Office actor?
Steve Carell?
No.
Ryan Gosling?
No. What diamond singer is voicing Smurfette in the upcoming Smurfs movie?
Diamond singer.
This is the longest minute ever.
Is the minute over?
Yeah. Kevin, yeah. Is the minute over? Okay. Do. Wow. Well, because you guys got all the time in the world, you guys got 8 correct.
I mean, we'll take it.
Which I believe is your best score yet. So, it's a good score in general. So, you guys, I got faith.
They might be getting a half day today.
They might be getting.
And a Valentine.
And a win, finally.
Woo.
All right, Steve.
We hope.
Do you feel the pressure?
A little bit.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What is the only state made up of islands?
Only state made up of islands. I would have to go with, what the hell is going on?
Oh, and time is over. I'm just kidding.
Hawaii?
Wow, yes. Which U.S. president had the middle name Milhouse?
Lyndon Johnson.
No.
Richard Nixon.
There we go. What band had the 2005 hit song Feel Good, Inc.?
That would be the Gorillaz with
yes.
a
Z. Yeah. What candy is associated with Valentine's Day with their heart shape and messages?
Oh, man. Those little sweeties.
No.
I don't know. Pass.
What diamond singer is voicing Smurfette in the upcoming Smurfs movie?
That would be Rihanna.
Correct. In Italy, what color underwear do people wear on New Year's Eve to bring good luck?
Red.
Yes. Emily Blunt is married to what Office actor?
I don't know. Rainn Wilson.
No.
John Krasinski.
You do know.
Yes.
What is the most visited country in the world?
France.
Wow. Yes. Egg, rice, and udon are all types of what food item?
Sushi?
No.
Cakes.
No. Cakes? Steve, you got 7 correct, which is a loss. 8-7. Piper and friends at Local 86, you guys finally did it.
Woo!
Yay! Half day for all and a Valentine. Oh, it's a good day for you guys.
It is a good day for them. I wonder how many of them there were.
I know, right?
6 to 9 of them, I think.
Mm. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Steve, we're giving them out, and they're
in
this room.
I don't know the name of them, though.
They're either sweethearts.
Sweethearts.
Or I would have taken conversation hearts. Either one.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Marketing-wise, that's a dumb name for a candy. Conversation hearts.
It's super
boring.
Stupid.
Yeah.
I'm impressed you knew diamonds because they didn't. And, you know, everyone knows that. Shine bright like a diamond song. Rice, egg, and udon they got are all types of noodles.
Noodles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then the animated show Futurama first aired in what late 90s year?
1998?
99.
All right. Yeah.
So close.
Good year.
Well, you lost, so congrats.
We have this new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message at your leisure to say hi, maybe comment on something we've talked about this morning on the show, or if you want to vent on anything going on in your life, we're going to slide into our VMs after Pearl Jam.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have a new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message. It's very easy to do so. You can say hi, you can comment on something from the show, or if you'd like to vent on something going on in your life, we want to hear
I'll be honest, those are my favorites.
Yes.
When it's like, it makes no sense, has nothing to do with anything that we're talking about, there's no context to it, and people are just complaining.
You just got to keep it under a minute, Steve.
Yes. Are you ready for the first voice message that was left on our Odyssey
app? Oh, I cannot wait.
All right, let's get right to it.
Yeah, Mix, you're right. Bread and butter chips.
That's right.
Yes!
There is context to that. And what is the dominant pickle? And since Danny's on vacation, you're out. Wait, Kevin, are you a dill or a sweet pickle kind of guy?
I love dill pickle.
That's yes! right!
Turn your mic off and focus on running that damn board, buddy.
The pickles that are superior are the dill pickles. Everybody knows this.
They're good, but they're not as good as the sweet pickle.
Oh, you guys are so wrong.
I put those sweet pickles on my sliders.
I mean, it was fine. They were fine on the slider, but just like eating a sweet pickle is like absolutely not.
Oh, then I'm going to gross you out.
Oh, God.
Sometimes I'll just take a swig of that pickle juice.
Every day.
It's the best.
It's so good.
I get so bummed when my wife throws away the bottle.
The jar. Weird.
Why? Have you tried it?
I've tried dill pickle juice. It's fantastic.
Wait, so you have an opinion on something that you've never tried? That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Sounds like the rest of us. Okay. Let's check out our next voice message that was left for us on the Odyssey app. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Michelle. I called this morning, Monday, about destroying an item from an ex. I have a pair of earrings that I'd like to destroy for the concert tickets.
So every morning at 8 a.m., we're doing Trash Your Ex for Disturbed tickets, where you call in. If you have something that your ex gave you and you're willing to destroy it on the air, you'll have a shot at winning tickets to Disturbed. And actually, she called in yesterday during the segment.
Yes, she did.
And came in second place.
She did. She was awesome.
So she left a voice message before she called in. This is fantastic.
I want to destroy them, but I will have the earrings with me tomorrow. I will destroy them. I will record the sound for you today to see if you like it. Otherwise, call me tomorrow and I will destroy them on the air. So here's the sound. That's a sound. I have a coffee cup using it.
That's one way to destroy something.
Well done, Michelle.
Yeah, I like that. All right, we have, and again, tune in today. If you want a shout out winning Disturbed tickets, we're doing Trasher X at 8 this morning.
Oh, yes.
Giving people an opportunity to also say goodbye and have closure from the bad relationship that they once had. All right, we have one more voice message. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
I hate when I go to the store and accidentally get everything but what I need and don't realize until I get home. Like, all I needed was a bottle of ketchup. I bought everything but. So I ended up dipping my fries in tomato sauce at home. And honestly, it was not that bad.
Okay, I'd like to try that.
Yeah, nice pivot, though. You know, where there's a will, there's a way.
That sums up my entire existence going to grocery stores. Like, I'll have a notes app and I'll write down everything that I need. And then I'll get home and and my wife will be like, did you get, you know, the ranch dressing? It's like, I'll be right back. I gotta be home.
Oh, no.
Are you pretty dialed in when you go grocery shopping?
First of all, I don't go grocery shopping.
Wait, Brad
because
does it?
I hate it. Yes, Brad does it, and he's pretty clutch. But he will come home. He'll come home with everything that we put on the list, and then extra stuff.
Well, because he's a stoner.
He is, and he'll like come home with chips, and I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I can't have these in the house.
To repeat myself, he's a stoner. Of course, he's going.
He's
to.
A great shopper.
Is George? I feel like George is probably the guy that's doing the shopping in your house.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He actually, like, knows what to get and what food we need. And I don't know anything about that world, really. But he's also kind of like Brad, not a stoner, but still gets all the things we don't need.
Yeah.
I'm like, we don't need this pack of Oreos, sir.
See, my wife hates bringing me and Tatum with her because she's like, the grocery bill goes way up when the two of you are with me because we're both like, I want that. I want that. And I'm like, and I'm encouraging that behavior with our daughter. It's like our $200 grocery bill just turned into $300 because of you. Thanks a lot.
You're a good team.
Hell yeah.
Outnumber that woman. What is the fanciest piece of clothing that you have, Steve Miggs? Is it one of your pairs of hockey gear?
I got nothing, man. I mean,
wrestling clothes.
I just dropped $100 on these sweet new Adidas shoes.
Ooh.
Yeah, Sambas, baby.
Looking, the 90s are back.
That's what's up.
One of the players in the Super Bowl over the weekend shared an incredible tribute that he had for his dad, and it involved a very fancy coat. You're going to hear what it was at 7:20.
99.9 KISW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Miggs, I don't know about you, but I've gotten really into looking at the outfits that the players are wearing as they are walking into the games.
I do enjoy when the Seahawks post, like, here's the latest outfits or the latest fit from all the players, and some of them are just, I mean, DK Metcalf, he usually... He usually comes through with something completely ridiculous. Gino, I think, is usually the sharpest.
For sure. Him
and Tyler Lockett have been really good dressers.
Well, prior to the Super Bowl, Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins was honoring his late father by wearing this gorgeous mink coat to the game. And in a press conference before the Super Bowl, he shared why he was wearing it.
You know, my dad died in 1992, and he left me a couple things. And one of the things that he left me was a mink jacket. And so I always said I would wear that mink jacket to my wedding or to the Super Bowl, whichever one happened first. And so, you know, obviously I'm not married, so I'm going to wear my daddy mink jacket, dog.
That's pretty awesome.
That is really
cool.
What
a great tribute. I feel bad now for giving him a hard time for dropping that pass.
Oh.
That was rough.
I know.
Have you ever had anything like left to you?
Actually, yes. Well, first of all, the wedding ring that I wear was my grandmother's ring, my dad's mom, which is super special to me.
Great way to treat.
Oh my gosh. So I see it every day.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's on you forever.
But there's a piece of clothing that I was gifted from a friend of mine named Darcy. Her dad passed away, sadly, about 7-8 years ago. And you know that 2112 Rush shirt that I wear all the time? That was her dad's shirt. And after he passed, she was like, Dexter would have wanted you to have this. And
You're the only other Rush fan that I know.
So every time I wear it, I think of her dad, which is pretty sweet. What about you?
Well, just recently, my brother gave it was my dad's watch that he wore all the time. I mean, it's nothing fancy, though. Like, it's just a watch. Like, I mean, it wouldn't be like a watch like I would go out of my way to purchase, but I will never get rid of that
thing. For sure. You know,
I keep it now, like, in a nice spot in my house, but, like, it's just like, it's like one of those things where it's like, oh, yeah, dad wore that watch every freaking day.
What did your dad have, like, a certain fashion style?
Bad, just like his son. Yes.
It's inherited.
The older he got, the less he gave an F. I mean, he was just going everywhere. He was wearing that. He would wear my old beer league hockey team. I got him one of our sweaters, like not jersey sweater, but just an actual like hoodie, and it just said Tacoma Donkeys or Donkey Hockey. He wore that everywhere. Nice dinners.
He probably loved it.
He was so hot, but it was like. It, cracked, you know, like after a while you washed it one too many times, but like he wore that thing everywhere.
I love that.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty freaking cool. The thing I have like that's sentimental, that has nothing to do with a passing of anybody, but I will never get rid of it. This t-shirt, it's a local wrestler. His name is Artemis Spencer. He's in Vancouver. Great, great dude. I wasn't intentionally wearing it, but that was the shirt I was wearing when Tatum was brought into this world, when my wife had Tatum. So, like, now whenever I see that shirt, I instantly smile because we have pictures. So, you know, that's how I remember. I wouldn't have remembered otherwise. But I'm like, oh, yeah, I was wearing that shirt with the bright yellow letters that says Artemis on it. I was like, that will never get sent to Goodwill for that reason and that reason alone. Because anytime I open up my drawer and I see that shirt, I just get a big smile on my face.
Have you explained the sentimental symbolism of that shirt to Tatum?
No. I think I said to Artie. I haven't even told him.
That's really cool, though.
Although
he loves
seeing the pictures of her on Facebook. So I think in a weird way, he knows.
There's a connection there.
I saw the shirt and he's like, I should probably like this kid now because, you know, dad was wearing my shirt at the birth of the child. Yeah.
So we all have that one piece of clothing that we just can't part with. Maybe it's the old concert tee. Maybe it's a jacket from a loved one. 206-803-ROCK is the number. What is the most sentimental piece of clothing that you own, Rockaholics? And what is the story behind it? We want to hear it. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Fuel.
The Daily Mix Show.
What is the most sentimental piece of clothing you own? And what is the story behind it? Give us a call. 206-803-ROCK. Old Man Kenny from Gig Harbor, what did your daughter do with your old concert shirts?
I will tell you. Good morning, kids.
What's
How
up,
we doing
Kenny?
Today?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking, Steve.
Awesome.
What we did is I have over 30 years been to mass concerts, and I never washed or wore the t-shirts. They were just hanging in the closet. So about 12 years ago, my wife asked me what I wanted for Christmas, and my daughter's a really good sewer. So I had her cut up these front and back of these shirts and make this queen size blanket of all my Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, Black Crowes, Foo Fighter, Jane's Addiction, Deftone, Tea Party t-shirts, and made a blanket. And then when we go to Gorge or White River, that's our blanket my wife and I sit on.
Kenny, that is fantastic.
It's a great conversational piece, and we have fun with it and get to engage with others, and It's still holding up. It's 12 to 15 years old, the blanket.
Now, you listed all these bands. Are those all the bands that you've seen live and you got the t-shirts at those concerts? So,
exactly.
You saw Nirvana.
Aerosmith. Yeah, at 90, 91 or 2. Saw Nirvana, man.
Where'd you see them at?
I seen them at the, it was the Coliseum. Was it the Coliseum? Jeez, you're killing me. I'm 65.
No. It was like the Mercer Arena. There was the Coliseum.
It was the Mercer Arena.
Nice.
It was the Mercer.
Wow.
I actually seen Leonard Skinner at 74 before Ronnie Van Zant died.
Oh,
I've seen
gosh.
Bon Scott twice before he passed. I've seen in every generation, each decade, excuse me, people that no one can see anymore.
I love how you said it's a great conversation because here we are right now. We're not even seeing this blanket, but the fact that how you described it makes me want to ask questions about all these bands, and I bet that's exactly what happens when you're at the Gorge and people see that blanket.
Exactly.
That's
it's
cool.
So engaging, and you get to involve yourself with others, share stories.
And also on top of it, your daughter made it for you.
Yeah, that's about the most special part of all.
It's not like you sent it off to a company and they put it together for you.
I mean, I've always wanted to do something like that with, mm-hmm. with concert shirts and things of that nature, but I don't have as many cool shirts as Kenny does.
Give me the shirts. I'll put it together.
Will you? You kind of sew a little bit.
I'm going to use my kid's hot glue gun. A lot easier. Seems to do a good enough job.
206-803-ROCK. What is the most sentimental piece of clothing that you own, and what is the story behind it? Ellie, you are in Marysville, and tell us about the skirt that you have from when you were 19.
Yeah, so I just want to start off by saying that I am a recovering addict, so I've got a little over 2 years clean and sober now.
Awesome!
And, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so over the past, 10 years, throughout my addiction, I have, throughout being, homeless and stuff, I have lost every single thing I've owned over, at least 3 or 4 times over, right? Mm. And the one thing that I have left over out of everything is this one skirt that I got for a Halloween costume when I was 19 years old, right? And the cool thing about it is it's not it doesn't look specifically like a Halloween costume skirt, so I still wear it all the time today. So.
It's kind of like my Hooters shorts. I'm kidding.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Ellie, what were you for Halloween that year when you were 19?
It was kind of just a throw together costume. It was just a black skirt and a tank top and some fairy wings. So it was kind of just a put together makeshift fairy.
Oh, that's rad. And congratulations on your recovery. That's super impressive.
Thank you. Yeah, it's really important, especially with the opiate epidemic these days.
Mm-hmm.
If there is anything that I can say is that it's absolutely possible. I'm heavily prevalent in a 12-step fellowship. And I just want to let everybody know out there that may or may not be struggling, it is possible. There's thousands and thousands and millions of people that do recover every day.
Thanks, Ellie. Appreciate you sharing that with everyone. 206-803-ROCK, Taylor in Marysville. Tell us about your t-shirt collection that I think Migs would be very impressed by.
All right, so I actually have a Migs shirt in my collection.
Oh!
But I have a collection of wrestling shirts. I know Steve has a lot, but I know I have my fair share of them, too. It's kind of when you buy one, you're I've got to get another one, especially when you go to, indie shows.
Yeah, because it's an easy way to support the indie wrestler who's not making a lot of money, and you buy the shirt, that kind of puts an extra couple bucks in their pocket.
Yeah, and I for a little bit, I help run a promotion out here, so it's I like supporting the local guys. I like to, get to know these people, and then it, you build relationships. It's just fun. And then the ones that I wear anymore, I hang up on my wall under my collectibles and stuff like that once they get to a point where I can't wear them anymore.
How many do you think you have altogether, Taylor?
It's probably upwards to 12 to 20, somewhere around there.
Nice, nice.
I think that we need to get the contact information for Old Man Kenny's daughter and have her start sewing up.
Yes.
Commemorative blankets for all of us who are hanging on to t-shirts.
T-shirts are definitely that. That is every few months I look at my t-shirt collection. I'm like, I gotta trim the fat.
My
drawers are, I have a hard time closing my drawers because of so many t-shirts.
Brad and I are both in this situation right now. So it might be blanket time.
I do like this. That someone said, I have a pair of sweats that I've had since middle school. They still fit. I'm 37. They've been with me through everything. I wore them when my first breakup happened, dealing with college drama, all-nighters for studying, the death of my dad, I was wearing them as well, everything. Now I only wear them on the roughest of days. So when my husband comes home and sees that I'm wearing them, he knows pretty much to leave me alone. And he also comes up to me and says, where do you want me to pick dinner up from? And gives me full access to the television.
Oh, I love that. Symbolism.
That's a nice little warning, too, to like whatever mood the husband's in. He sees those sweats. He's like, you know what? I'm going to go get us takeout.
Don't come at me, bro.
Yeah.
Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve Miggs? What would be very, very helpful is if you were tuned into the men's room yesterday at 5:40 for that cheat sheet where I gave out three of the correct answers to the next game. And Steve has a record right now of 43 wins, 24 losses, and 10 ties in 2025.
Had a tough loss this morning.
Whew.
It's bounce back time.
206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 7:50.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.